After a long Brady Welker punt that actually sent the ball back to the Southeast Assyrian 3-yard line at the end of the first quarter, or toward the end of the first quarter, Southeast Assyrian would move the ball out of their own territory. They would get it to about the 36-yard line on third down. Scott City's defense made another stop.
9.5 to go, second quarter, 16-0 Trojans lead. They're 1-3 on third down, and Gephardt with 9 yards to go under pressure throws it down the middle of the field. Pass is going to be incomplete at about the 35-yard line of Scott City, and to bring up 4th and 9 and a good defensive stop here for the Beavers.
It may not look like it in the final stats and the final score, but Scott City's defense didn't do some bad things at all there on Friday night against a very good Southeast Assyrian team. And 4 of the 5 scoring drives for the Trojans started in Scott City territory, so that really put the Scott City defense behind all night there, having short field. But Scott City would punt it after 3-and-out series. Would be their third straight 3-and-out series of the half. They would give it back to Southeast Assyrian at the Scott City 43-yard line with 8:04 to go in the second quarter. The Trojans, though, would march it down the field, but not before Scott City put them behind the sticks to start the series off.
Three receivers set. Gephardt takes a low snap, pump fakes once. Now under pressure, he is going to go down. Led that time by Taylor Hiley. Also Lance Miller in there on the sack at the 48-yard line. For a loss of 5, it'll bring up 2nd down and 15.
However, Southeast Assyrian would get their yards back in chunks there on 2nd and 3rd down and on 4th and short. Why not give it to the 225-pound running back?
34 is Scott City, 4th and a yard with 6:40 to go, second quarter. Beavers down 16-0. Pistol set up, handoff. This is up the middle, and second effort will give the first down there to Bryant Banks to the 32-yard line. He got met up right at the line, and then his power pushed him for 2 yards to the 32-yard line.
Banks was a tough running back to bring down all night there, but the Beavers put together a pretty good effort trying to slow him down there, but his power pushed his way through the first down to the 32-yard line. Scott said we'd have another opportunity to stop the Trojans. Probably would be 4-down territory, but 3rd down, Southeast Assyrian would convert another 3rd down on the drive to keep it going in the second quarter.
3rd and 3 from the 14 of Scott City. They will keep it up the middle for Banks. Scott City slows him down, but Banks powers his way for a 1st down, it looks like, to the 11-yard line. He kind of was like shrugging a defender off his leg, and it looks like he may have gotten the 1st down right at the 11. We'll see.
He did indeed get the 1st down and be goal to go at the 10-yard line there late in the second quarter. Scott City with another opportunity to shut down Southeast Assyrian on 3rd and goal, but the Trojans would find the end zone.
3rd and goal for Southeast at the Scott City 6-yard line. It'll be Gephardt rolling to his right on 3rd down. He's got a wide open Chase Polk touchdown. 11 to go first half, and it's 22-0 for the Trojans here, the 11 to go first half.
As you could tell with our microphones, the wind was picking back up a little bit more in that second quarter, and that did play a factor in the second half, especially with maybe more of the passing game. But Southeast Assyrian would score on that 6-yard touchdown pass play. Jackson Gephardt ran in the 2-point conversion. It was a 24-0 Trojan lead with 11 to go first half. Southeast Assyrian meant 14 plays, 43 yards, and 6 minutes, 53 seconds in a time-consuming drive. And they would own the time of possession all night, keeping that Scott City offense off the field. The Beavers on their next series would go 4 yards and 3 and outs. They would stop Southeast Assyrian thanks to a couple of penalties and also a tackle for yardage, a loss of yardage at the end of the first half. So Scott City trailed 24-0 at the break to a very good Southeast Assyrian team. We'll come back in the third quarter in our next segment. Scott City having the football first for the second half. You're listening to Sounds of the Game here on Western Kansas News.com.